We're back on AgriView 2018 as Orion Samuelson continues his visit with the United States Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue. Here's Orion.
I learned early in this communications business, the important part of communicating is listening rather than talking. And you, I've sat in on a couple of your listening sessions. You're the best listener I've met.
Well, that's a compliment. You've seen a lot, but I love to get out among the community. I travel probably more than 40% of my time, but it's really important to get among constituents. Farmers are pretty much face-to-face people. They like to see you. They like for you to come to their town and their community. And we've had people come from all over the state when we go to a state, and we've been to 48 of them. So it's a real joy for me to get to they are my people, and I identify with them, and I think it's authentic. I don't have to fake it. I can identify with their miseries, and I can celebrate in their joy over a good crop.
And I still get questions from farmers and ranchers saying, why do we have to put nutrition programs in the USDA budget? Explain one more time why we do.
Well, again, I think the vote total that we just got in the House, not everyone lives in a rural district, and certainly if we did it strictly by where people live, the combination of our nutrition program and our farm programs work very well together, and we get a lot of urban and suburban votes from people who want those provisions, and we get a lot of farm votes for those people who live in rural agricultural districts. So it's a great thing to get to do together. Plus, we're in the food business. Our producers produce food. These are consumers who are unable to provide for their families enough. And farmers are pretty generous, compassionate people. They want to help people. They want to see people help themselves as well. And that's why the work requirements are really needed.
So as we look at the nutrition programs, I think they all started as a way to get rid of surplus farm products. And that has certainly changed now, hasn't it?
Well, it has. We're going back to the 96 welfare reform bill when President Clinton was here. Speaker Gingrich was there, and it had a very good bipartisan agreement about welfare reform. What's happened in that period of time is that it had waivers when really there are tragedies or high unemployment. We want to have waivers there. The bad part about it, these waivers have been abused by states, and we want to rank them, kind of bring them back in to for the original meaning there of providing help for people, but not for it to become a lifestyle. We've got enough jobs out there today that we want people to be trained and move their families out of poverty, out of dependence, into an independent lifestyle.
The president has been a strong supporter of the biofuels industry. Is that strength continuing?
I think it has. I think it was evidenced this year by him agreeing to have EPA do the rule on E15 year-round. We think that'll be great for our corn industry and for our independent energy industry as well, and as well as consumers, to give consumers another choice and give the retailers an incentive to invest in year-round E15 pumps. So we're delighted about that. I think, again, in the Midwest and the corn-growing areas, it was very well received. But it'll be good overall for the corn growers.
I know you've had the opportunity to visit many of the hurricane-ravaged areas and the wildfire-ravaged areas. How serious is the aftermath of the flooding from the hurricanes? Are we going to recover that farmland?
Well, we will, but it'll be sad for a while. The eastern part of North Carolina primarily, east of I-95, was flooded out. Their crops were lost. But when the rain recedes, they will be able to recover. And hopefully have, our farmers are optimistic, have a better year in 2019. We're doing from a disaster program, hopefully if Congress is able to allow us to do what we did in 17, can help them as well. That was Hurricane Florence. Hurricane Michael came through the panhandle in Florida. And much of the damage there was timber and pecan trees and certainly some cotton. There were instances, Orin, where a farmer had harvested a portion of his cotton field and went back after the hurricane, you couldn't tell where he'd harvested and where not. It was just blown away. So the wildfires, we're visiting in California. We hope good forest health and good forest management will help us keep those under control.
You think we'll be able to get new rules on forest management through?
Well, we were hoping we could get in the Farm Bill. We were not successful there, but they were able to give us some new authorities back in the spring, and we're going to exercise those and optimize those abilities to manage our forest in a healthy way that where better recreation, better wildlife, better water quality, and certainly better economy for the harvest. It's a crop, as you know, like other crops, just has a longer growing cycle.
Some of the comments being shared by Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue in his year-end visit with our Orion Samuelson. You'll hear more coming up here on Ag Review 2018.